talked a lot about the tenuous is probably the best word you can find to describe the relationship between Pakistan and the
Love, US. Hate, I think.
Yeah. Heavy on the hate to some extent. Although that relationship now seems to be going from let's be just friends to don't call me, I'll call you. It turns out the chief of the Pakistani army wants at least 335 CIA officers, special ops forces, and American contractors to leave the country. And he says U.S. drone attacks have gotten out of control. That cooling in what were already cool relations was brought on by the curious case of Raymond Davis. Davis is a CIA operative. He was held in Pakistan after reportedly killing two armed men in Lahore. He was released from custody a few weeks back after paying more than $2 million in restitution. Since then, relations between the two countries have just gotten worse. Joining us first from Islamabad in Pakistan is Shoaib Hassan. He's reporting for our partner, the BBC. Shoaib, can you tell us what exactly is happening in terms of Pakistan? Is this a shift further away from a good working relationship, or is this a rift among the Pakistani government?
Well, there are two opinions in Pakistan about that. Some people say it's just a sort of a break or a cooling off period between the two sides to, you know, just re-examine their relationship after what happened with Mr. Raymond Davis. Other people say that Pakistan is breaking away. Pakistan is slowly being more aggressive in pursuing its strategic agenda in this region, and that means pulling itself away from what the United States is doing in Afghanistan and along the border region in Pakistan.
Although the U.S. drone attacks have never been popular among the public, and it appears, the New York Times has a great piece on this today in the paper, it appears that the chief of the Pakistani army is asking the U.S. to return to the very limited scope of drone attacks that they had in years past.
Well, the drone attacks, as you said, have never been popular. And it was after a recent attack in which civilians, at least 40 civilians were killed by two drones in Pakistan's South Waziristan tribal area, that this thing has come to pass, that now the army chief is saying that the Americans can't go on and extend the area all over the tribal belt. It's a difficult thing to say for Pakistan's army chief, primarily because most of Pakistan's military aid is still coming from the United States, but he has to do it because there is unrelenting public and pressure from within the military to do something about the United States extra operations, as they are called here in Pakistan.
That's Shoaib Hassan reporting for our partner, the BBC, from Islamabad in Pakistan. Also with us, Christine Fair, assistant professor at Georgetown's Center for Peace and Security Studies. Christine, maybe you can help us understand this newest headline coming out of Pakistan. Is this simply a reaction to the case of Raymond Davis, a CIA operative who killed two men in Lahore? Is it a further evolution, a distancing from the Pakistani government? Maybe it's a rift between the intelligence services there and the army.
Well, I mean, back up. I mean, what was Raymond Davis? The two armed men that Raymond Davis shot were, in fact, employees, and there's some debate about whether they were directly ISI, that is to say Pakistan intelligence operatives, or were they simply contractors? Because, of course, they use contractors too. So when you scale up a couple of levels, what you actually see is that this was an entire event that was orchestrated by Pakistani intelligence. And this does lead me to very much agree with this notion that this is Pakistan very vigorously pursuing its strategic interests. And remember, what was the cell doing with which Raymond Davis was associated? They were dedicated to, among other things, collect information on Lashkar-e-Taiba, which is an important strategic asset of Pakistan. And then, of course, increasingly, U.S. drone interests are going to be focusing on the Haqqani network, another strategic asset of Pakistan. Now, the other chicanery in all of this drone stuff is that, very interestingly, up until recently, the Pakistani intelligence and military, in fact, welcomed these drone strikes. And even while welcoming it, they would continue to plant dubious stories about so-called civilian casualties, which have never been independently confirmed. So even in that one issue of drones, I mean, Pakistan was very much the fireman, but also the arsonist. So they would welcome a program, but then also engage in a PSYOP that would always make the program tentative, which would always put Pakistan in the driver's seat. And so Pakistan has actually been much more effectively playing its cards in this game than the United States has, even though the United States owns all of the cards.
Well, Christine Fair of Georgetown Center for Peace and Security Studies, this is coming on the heels of Congress issuing a relatively surprisingly strong statement accusing Pakistan of simply not doing enough, of not being a cooperative partner in fighting extremist groups. Could this also be part of that, that it's a reaction to the condemnation from the Congress?
No, of course not. I mean, actually, for the last several years, there's been an increasing chorus of Americans that are dissatisfied with what Pakistan is doing. This has actually been going on since about 2007. And in fact, this was language that was put into the Kerry Lugar Berman legislation that was passed a few years ago. So there's nothing new about this. But what is new is that Pakistan is, in fact, I actually think this is an exciting development. For the first time, Pakistan is actually saying openly and transparently, our interests don't converge. We don't want you running around our country looking for what you call terrorists, but what we think is our strategic assets. There's also some considerable concern about U.S. intentions vis-a-vis Pakistan's nuclear program. I think, quite frankly, Pakistan standing up and demanding transparency on what's going on is actually an important step. Now, what will be equally important is how the U.S. responds to this. You know, if we're going to basically go full naked emperor here, the United States should equally respond with some transparency of its own, because essentially the ISI is laying down red lines. By the way, it is a little bit insane that the Americans could think that they could just, you know, pump Pakistan full of CIA operatives and somehow expect that Pakistan's going to take it.
Hello.
Especially when these operatives are undermining Pakistan's interests. So I think now the ball is in the United States court to define what its red lines are and whether or not but either side's red lines are going to be remotely palatable to the other. This is now getting to be very interesting.
Christine Fair, always interested in what's going on there, assistant professor at Georgetown Center for Peace and Security, not only interested but interesting herself. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.